Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home. The ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer ones that wish they were here ones and not forgotten but gone. In a better place up there. But they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones. The ones that didn't make it back home.
Those are the ones we'll be thinking about this weekend. Memorial Day is Monday, and yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend for a lot of people doing a lot of fun things. But at some point, try and remember why we have Memorial Day. Lieutenant Pat Eash here from the Port Huron Police Department. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
That is why we have Memorial Day, isn't it?
It is. So kind of like the unofficial kickoff to the summer.
Sure.
You know, we all have this weekend kind of circled in our calendars, but it's certainly important to remember the reason why we have the holiday to remember the sacrifice of our brave men and women who serve in the U.S. military and what they've done for our country and the freedoms that we get to enjoy because of their sacrifice. And that includes Memorial Day, right? So time, I just encourage people to take a moment on Monday to reflect upon that and, you know, how fortunate we are and to and certainly enjoy that time with friends and family. There's a lot of activities planned this weekend. I know I have some stuff and you have some stuff, and I hope everybody else out there has some good times planned. So maybe that's going out on a boat. Maybe that's, you know, the barbecue, maybe some fireworks, or maybe you're visiting one of our local beautiful beaches here in the city of Port Huron. So I just kind of wanted to touch on a few of those things just to make people, you know, a little aware, maybe give some tips, you know, for the upcoming weekend so we can all stay safe and enjoy it out there.
This is one of the weekends that fireworks are allowed by ordinance in state of Michigan and all that stuff.
It is. Yep. The fireworks are allowed this weekend, and I'm sure we'll be hearing and seeing them out there. Always an enjoyable time as long as it's safe, but anytime we're dealing with explosives, you know, anything can happen. So it is allowed on Saturday and Sunday, and that's in the city of Port Huron from 10 a.m. until 11:45 p.m. on those days. So just be mindful of your neighbors and your friends and family out there. Some of us do still work on the weekends, too, so maybe 2 o'clock in the morning is not a good time to be launching off fireworks. Yeah, agreed. And just for some reference, a violation of some of the state laws and local ordinance of fireworks is actually quite a hefty ticket. It's a $1,000 ticket. We don't want to write it, and people don't want to receive it, so we just want people to do it responsibly. So, yeah, Saturday and Sunday until 11:45 p.m. Another thing to remember is that those fireworks can only be used on private property, so they cannot be launched in public parks. They can't be launched on like school grounds or church grounds, and definitely not in your neighbor's yard if they don't participate in it. So keep that in mind, private property only. And like most things, anytime you mix alcohol or drugs with something dangerous, it makes it even more dangerous. So it is actually a violation of the law to ignite fireworks while intoxicated. So please keep that in mind. We don't want any missing fingers or eyes out there by any means. Bad mix, but I recommend, you know, just let the adults do it and let the kids kick back and enjoy it. If you do let the kids light off maybe some sparklers or something like that, just make sure they have some adult supervision and that you have some good safety measures in place. And to me, what that looks like is just making sure that we're in a safe location away from things that can burn, so structures, your garage, your house, things like that. And then keep like a hose with you or nearby where you're launching the fireworks, maybe a fire extinguisher. Definitely some first aid equipment nearby if need be. Hopefully that's not the case. And then, you know, just maybe a personal request. Just remember the pets out there, the dogs. I have a little corgi at home, and he's a riot, but he has not been liking these storms and the thunder, and he gets super anxious with these fireworks. So just, you know, something to keep in mind that our pet friends, our dogs and cats out there are maybe not enjoying the fireworks as much as we are.
My little Chihuahua mix is not a fan of noises either.
It might be time to get a trip to the vet to get something to calm him down a little bit. So yeah, a little bit of a stressful time in the house.
This is the weekend that all the beaches open up too.
They are, yep. So we actually did open them up the last weekend, but this is the first weekend we see a bigger influx of visitors to our beach. So they will be open this weekend. Hopefully the weather holds out enough for us to enjoy it. Just some things for the beaches and really all city parks is that the parks are only open from dusk until dawn. So if you are finding yourself on the beach at night, you're going to get a visit from a police officer asking you kindly to leave. Just so keep that in mind. The big thing, though, is the traffic. We have, you know, the two larger beaches in town. We have several others, but especially Lakeside Beach, gets very, very packed. The traffic backs up a lot. Parking is at a premium.
Yep.
So I just ask our friends out there just to be patient. Please be kind to the security guards and the cadets out there working traffic. It is not a fun job. Parking will open up. It just might take a little bit of time. So again, just be patient, be prepared to wait, and be prepared to pay for the parking fees. If you're a City of Port Huron resident, your fees are free. You don't have to pay to enter the beaches. If you're from outside the City of Port Huron, there are a different schedule of fees. And rather than boring everyone with them today, I just encourage you to visit the website. The Rec Department website has all the fees listed. And that's at porthuronrec.com. And it'll list all that stuff out there. Alcohol and smoking / vaping are prohibited in all of our city parks. And somebody will ask you to leave, or they can write you a citation if they find you with alcohol or tobacco products on there. So just keep that in mind as well. And the water's really cold still.
Yeah, it is.
Way too cold. It's not warm enough to me until like September. So
exactly.
That's, you know, really something to keep in mind for safety, you know, of yourself and of your children. And there are no lifeguards on duty at our beaches. So really it's up to our parents out there just to keep an eye on the kids, make sure they're supervised, stay near them. Without fail, every weekend we have at least one or two children that walk off, and then the parents are looking for them, and our cadets and officers go out there and help. But we don't want to see that, so just keep an eye on them. You know, kids like to wander. I like to wander, so I get it. So, make sure you keep your valuables secured. We do have security that patrols our beaches, as well as our police cadets, and you will see police officers out there on the big holidays like this weekend. So keep your valuables secured, because they can't be everywhere all at once, right? If you're barbecuing out there, hopefully you are. I love walking through the beach on the weekend and smelling all the delicious ribs and burgers and stuff getting cooked up. So, but please put out your fire. Don't dump the hot coals on the ground. Don't light anything on fire that shouldn't be on fire. Just a recipe for disaster there. And then we have beautiful beaches here. So I just ask everyone to do their part just to keep them clean. You know, please up after yourself and keep the glass off there. We want everyone to enjoy it and keep those beaches beautiful. And if any issues do arise, again, we have security, cadets, and officers out there, please flag them down. Say hi. They like to play volleyball every once in a while, too. So you might be able to get them to join your game. But if you have any issues, please contact them. And, of course, if there's an emergency, you know, we just call 911 and someone will be there to help you for sure.
A lot of boats going to be in the water this weekend, too.
Yes, not mine. I don't have a boat. I tried that, the boat experiments once. And it didn't go well. One summer, I'm like, this isn't for me.
it's a lot more fun to have friends with boats than to have a boat.
Yes, it is. And I don't have that either. So, so you won't be finding me on a boat this weekend. But I do. I'm happy that people are able to get out there and enjoy the time on the water. What a beautiful area to do that. So just, you know, always keep your life jackets available or on. You know, make sure the kids have their life jackets on. That kind of goes without saying. It's just to be safe. But also, boating while intoxicated is basically the same as driving while intoxicated on public roads. And maybe somebody, you know, most people don't think about that, but it's just like in a car. You can't be over an 0.8, which really is not that much alcohol to consume. You can't operate a boat if you're over that limit. And then, of course, if you're under 21, it's a zero tolerance rule. And that goes the same with any intoxicating substance, whether it's alcohol or drugs. You can't boat intoxicated. Another recipe for disaster. I feel like I'm saying that a lot. So hopefully we got some good recipes, on the barbecue this weekend. So, and the weather's going to change. It's this time of year when we saw a few really strange days with some strong storms blow through. And so that's something just to keep an eye on as a boater so that you're able to get back to your home dock safely and not get caught out in the waves. And then we have a lot of kayaks and paddleboarders out there. So just be mindful of them, you know, give them the space that they need so that they can have fun on the water themselves. And yeah, I just hope everyone enjoys it, reflects on the meaning of the holiday, and spends a great time with family and friends.
Are you going to be attending the Coles at all this weekend?
You know, I'm a visitor to a couple Memorial Day bashes this weekend, so I'm not providing the main course. I'll have some sides, you know. So we got the elotes, the Mexican street corn coming in.
Oh, nice.
So I used to do a brisket every year. And I'll give a tip to everyone. This is a lesson I learned the wrong way. You cannot under-trim a brisket, but you can over-trim a brisket and dry it out. So, just be mindful of that. Yeah. So, you know, fat means flavor.
Yep.
So
serves a purpose, absolutely.
Exactly.
All right, Pat. Happy Memorial Day. Thanks
happy
for
Memorial Day.
Appreciate
Thank
it
you.
Very much. We're going to talk about the St. Clair County Banner Project. You've seen those banners for Memorial Day all over the area. And we're going to talk with Ed Weichler about that next.